move away from some of these trends here, John, and talk about what you're seeing over the next several months to several years as sort of this sweet spot for the ethanol industry. You're always helping your ethanol plants with risk management, and you work with your ethanol plants on making sure that they're profitable and identifying different ways or technologies or operations that could help with that. So what are you sort of seeing as maybe being sort of that sweet spot for this industry over the next several years?
Well, I think there's probably going to be multiple sweet spots for the industry as we go over the next few years. And, you know, just good, you know, running a good business is going to be the first thing, and being as efficient as possible as you can with your business. And, you know, having good, sound, prudent risk management is going to be always, that's always going to be at the forefront of your business. Hiring, having a good management, good staff, that none of those things have changed. That's always still the top priorities for a business. But as we go forward and some of the opportunities that are potentially going to be there in the industry relate to technology issues that are out there, and also some market issues. From a technology perspective, we're seeing plants going further and digging further into the yield component. They're looking at technologies that are going to allow them to remove different components of the kernel of corn and allow them to create multiple products on the back end. And so they're going to be removing germ. They're going to be removing the endosperm. They're going to be removing the fiber out of the corn and separating those different components, processing them, and then they're going to come up with not just dried distillers grain and solubles, DDGs, but they're going to have a multitude of products that would be available to the market. Some of them are going to be feed component. Some of them are going to be human consumption. And others will be used in the industrial markets. So it'll be this further development and processing of the kernel of corn. Kernel of corn is an amazing product, and there is so much that can be done with it that they're going to further tap the benefits of the kernel of corn. That's one of them. There's going to be one of the technologies. But as we see the industry evolve, again, we're going to be moving toward not ethanol plants that take corn and process it into ethanol and DDGs, but we're going to see that this industry evolving into a biorefinery industry. They're going to be taking a feedstock. They're going to be taking potentially multiple feedstocks. Maybe they're going to have a cellulosic stream coming in, not converting the whole plant to cellulosic, but a cellulosic stream. They're going to be doing different processing with the corn in advance, so that they're taking different parts of the corn kernel apart. They're processing them separately, and they're going to have not just, you know, one or two co-products. They maybe will have 10 co-products that go into all these different markets. So, you know, yield improvements, product improvements, I think are going to be abound in the industry as these technologies evolve. Now, to do some of these technologies, you have to have some margins. You have to have an environment where plants want to make additional investments. 2012 was probably not the year that plants were looking at making additional investments. We're seeing much more activity, interest, discussion, plants looking at new types of technologies and making additional investments into their plant, as they know that they need to be a long-term viable company.
John, and that's a situation where, you know, I always, whenever I talk to you, I seem to think that I can't make this point enough. You know, people look at you like, oh, well, you're an accounting firm, but they're really missing, I think, the core of what you offer, and that is true counseling. I mean, you are an absolute partner to these ethanol plants that you work with, and you can sit down with them and work with them, correct, on what investment could have the best return, and when's a good time to make that decision, and, you know, how's your risk management, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's our goal. Our goal is to be a financial resource to the industry. We want to be able to help them review and the decisions they make going forward into the future, help them analyze some of the decisions they made in the past, but also how do we improve those? Where are the possibilities? Where are the opportunities? opportunities for improvement within their company.
I know that we referenced the benchmark report that you do every year, and I believe you have over 60 plants now participating. Questions here, John. Does a plant have to be a client of yours to participate in the benchmark report that you put out every year?
No. I mean, one is we have the quarterly subscription service, and so plants that participate in the benchmark quarterly, they do not have to be a client. They just have to be dry mill ethanol producer. And we work with a lot of plants that's what we work with is consult and work with them on that basis. And so that they can analyze and have the data. It's a benchmarking, but the biggest aspect of it is it's an analytical tool that they can create their own reports. They can go online. They can query different analysis so that they can see and try to slice and dice the information multiple ways in order to further understand where their opportunities are and how they compare to their peers.
And John, can they contact you and sign up to become a benchmarking client at any time, or is this something?
Sure.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be done on, per se, a quarterly basis. They can call you tomorrow and say, "Hey, John, I want in."
Yes, they can. And oftentimes, what we'll do is we'll say, "Okay, let's start benchmarking," and we're going to do it on a quarterly basis. But then we will encourage them to go back a year and enter the data, and we'll work with them and help them enter the data in for the past four quarters. So now they enter the current quarter, and now I've got a nice set of empirical data that I can review immediately, and I can look at some trend analysis, and I can see where I've been, where I'm going, and what the trend is going forward.
Where should we send them? Should we send them to your website to get more information, or
They can go to the website, they can call me directly, they can call Paula Emberland at our office, who is the manager of the benchmarking department. And, well, they can feel free to give me a call.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much, Joanna.